As Shanna mentioned, I am going to be talking about what you owe investors, disclosure of information, and some of the things I'm going to try to talk about is what disclosures required, what's a PPM, and what are the different disclosure requirements for credit investors versus non-accredited investors. But I thought I'd start out with this, and I got to admit I've used this before. I like the drawing, and it's a typical situation, lawyers taking client to lunch or dinner, and obviously the client's desperate to order lunch or dinner, and the lawyers are still reviewing the menu. Well, you've heard some great presentations this morning already from Christina Marshall, Jason Daniel, one of my former colleagues, and as well as Joy, and they've talked to you about the various exemptions from registration. They've talked to you about private offerings, what happens when you publicly offer securities. And so where I come in now is management actually has some decisions. So have they decided which, you know, the structure of their transaction, the terms of the securities they're offering, which exemption they're relying on? It's at that point then that you ask the question, what do we need to disclose to our investors? So I'll be talking today about the steps in the PPM preparation process. Required disclosure can be driven by the exemption, and we'll go through all the various exemptions. I won't cover them as far as the rules, but I will touch on the disclosure requirements for each exemption. The all-important question, why do a disclosure document? As we know, some exemptions don't prescribe particular disclosures, particularly for accredited investors. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the disclosure document itself. What is an offering circular, an offering statement, a prospectus, PPM?